Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Hollins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Flaherty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Gomez. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Danny Bautista. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, CJ Nitkowski. And now, play ball. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Flaherty and he is safe. McGee steals second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bautista. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Hollins goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Wakefield covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman hits a line drive towards third. Nehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Curtis, who is chasing the ball. McGee reaches third base with a triple. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGee scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Groom now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Hickenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson strikes out. McFarland drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gibson out. 2 outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flaherty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bautista hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Curtis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Curtis hits a fly ball into right field. Hollins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Hollins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Groom fires to first and picks off Alicia. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higginson hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bautista is 0-for-1 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McGee strikes out. There goes Greenwell. He's safe. There goes Nehring. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Alicia. Here's the throw, and he's safe. It's 6-1, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Curtis hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Joe Hudson now pitching. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Christopher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lee Tinsley now playing center field. Willie McGee now playing right field. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higginson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Higginson strikes out. 1 out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flaherty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flaherty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Flaherty moves to second. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flaherty moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Danny Bautista batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bautista is 0 for 2 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Curtis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Curtis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Freeman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Boever now pitching. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alicia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bautista. Alicia reaches second base with a double. Willie McGee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. McGee takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin bunts towards the mound. Boever juggles the ball. That's an error on Boever. Alicia moves to third. McGee moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-4 in the game. Canseco strikes out. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boever fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Derek White pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Derek White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Higginson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Flaherty is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Flaherty takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Flaherty moves to third. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bautista is 0 for 3 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.